Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joakuel. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Joakuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up off the glove of Larry, and into shallow left field. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Krivic steals third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead strikes out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Owen reaches third base with a triple. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller bunts towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-1 in the game. Renza hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Feller strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kroner moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Kroner moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Renza and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-2 in the game. Quell strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Owen strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Trosky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hemsley moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Averill moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes strikes out. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hemsley to Larry, and Krivic is out. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-2 in the game. Renza takes first base on ball 4. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Renza. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Renza steals second. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. QL steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. QL scores. Walker scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Renza takes first base on ball 4. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitehead bunts towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second, with Larry covering, 4-1, and over to first, with Kroner covering, for the double play. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for John Kroner. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.